We back.
Not so long ago. Not so long ago.
On a Monday.
Yeah, we are liars. Every Wednesday.
Almost never on a Wednesday.
Mostly not on Wednesday, but every Wednesday.
You can count on that.
It averages out to be every Wednesday. So go. What's crapping in my mans? What's new in the life of yous?
Oh, we had a busy day in Oviedo. First off, had to get a new phone. I am switching to Team Android. So.
Wow.
No more this side work, is, huh? Yeah, I'm. I don't know how I feel about it. Also, have to give a big shout out to, and I'm sorry, I cannot read the name on who this gift was given to us on behalf of. I'm assuming this was given us on behalf of the podcast. But Karen from Windy Valley, we truly appreciate it. The handwritten note. We were given some beautiful yarn. And it is from the Vicuña. And it's high quality. You want to know what? I gave it to my wonderful mother. She loves to knit.
There you go.
So truly, Karen, thank you for the yarn.
How did she know where you live?
You know, we don't like to worry about those things when they're gifts.
True. Yeah, so keep sending them, guys. Keep sending
Bob
the gifts.
Bob loves gifts.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I like especially guitar pedals are my favorite thing right now, so hook it up. Korg, if you're out there. Boss, DOD, whoever wants to give me shit, holler at you, boy.
We like it. Another big news, I am starting to work with a local Colorado artist. Well, local to Colorado. She
because Colorado's not local for you.
She is not local to me. Her name is Michelle. Let me just pull up the name because we're probably going to be working on some galleries hopefully soon here.
Oh, like an artist.
Not a true artist.
I thought you were talking, well, easy there. They're talking about
a fine artist, excuse me. Michelle Kohler. So Instagram is Michelle_Kohler_art.
How'd you get hooked up with Michelle?
I've just been taking your advice and getting up on social media and running into some artists, and her work is like portraits mixed in with abstract, and it was just some really unique stuff I hadn't seen before.
Nice.
So I had to reach out, and so big stuff on the artist front.
Hey, you
starting
still
to
about
get
that artist game, huh?
I just like to get back to the community and make it a little bit prettier of a place. Sometimes I ugly it up, so it's like my karmic duty to try and put some like beautiful looking pieces of art up.
Very nice. Very nice.
How about you, Bob?
Oh, yeah, man. Well, first of all, go Bears. We just whooped up the Rams. Whooped them up. And this isn't a sports podcast, but I'm so jazzed up about it. Hey, if we can beat the Rams, we can win the Super Bowl. That's just a fact.
Dallas Cowboys, but continue.
That's a fact. Well, Bears. Da Bears. But, I was actually just talking to some of my bandmates. I think we have all the songs written for our first record. So, because I've been kind of just like spilling out musical out of my face. And I think it's time to start writing the second one, evolving the sound a little bit, which is exciting. I bought a new pedal last night, and I'm going to buy some pedals, maybe like 3 or 4 more pedals for this new record. Just start exploring. I have this synthesizer, which I really don't use enough, and I'm going to play with that a little bit. I'm just, because the shit we've been writing lately is super poppy, and I love it. And, you know, I'm sure people like the poppy music, but, man, I'm ready to change, ready to evolve. You know what I'm saying?
So what kind of evolution is the pedal going to bring to the Untuned Groove?
Well, really it's more about inspiration than anything. You know, just using sounds you normally I usually don't. So just seeing where that takes my brain. I want to evolve as a songwriter, to be honest with you. Start, yeah, like I said, I've been doing a lot of real poppy stuff. And I want to kind of maybe get a little more R&B, a little more jam bandy, a little more bluesy. Really just see where that goes. You know what I'm saying?
I like that because you have always been like a big blues guy. And Chicago is a blues city. A lot of people don't know this about Chicago, but it is actually huge with the blues.
The best kept secret in the city is the blues.
I'd say so. I mean, if you look at local, like, live music.
A lot of good blues players out here, for sure.
I would say it's the largest. Almost every single venue will take blues, like, when they have their listed, like, genres of music they want to play.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah, so, no, I'm excited, dude. I'm excited. I think we had probably our best band practice ever. That show's getting closer. I'm excited, man. I'm excited.
Can I get a little classified information here? What are we looking at as far as covers? Have we thrown any interesting ones into the mix?
Well, we got, it's looking like an 11 song set, give or take, you know, seeing how things shake out. But we're going to play, I almost don't want to tell it. I'll tell you. If you're at the show, you're going to hear a little Rolling Stones and a little Lynyrd Skynyrd. Only hits.
All right. Hits.
So, and it's not Sweet Home Alabama. So
Freebird. Can we get Freebird?
Or Freebird. It's not Freebird. Just as good. Well, Freebird's pretty great. But, yeah, it's going to be a good one. It's a freaking jammer. We're not the one. The Rolling Stones song is going to sound just like the record. But, the Lynyrd Skynyrd song, you're going to hear our take on it. So get ready. Get ready, fam.
Okay.
Start marketing the shit out of that puppy.
I'm buckling up the seatbelt.
You better be there, Brooksy. You better be there. Oh, yeah. Hit us up on Insta. I'm at Robert CK. Brooks is...
At the real Bruce Warner.
At the real Bruce Warner.
Please hit me up on Instagram. That's my easiest way to get to me.
Yeah, we're going to take our social media up a notch. I mean, I've been slacking, mostly focusing on writing. But, you know, I need to get my game up on the social. So, going to do that.
Yeah, me too. I think come January, I'm supposed to run into a little bit of money. So, I think then I'm going to make a big push. I'll get a microphone for the cast, maybe like a camera that's decent.
Dude, I like where your head's at, bro.
Yeah, put some investment into... me. Well, I feel that, you know, Christmas presents for the fam and all that stuff.
Hell yeah.
But a lot of investing into me.
I'm fortunate I already have a mic, so we can really crank up the quality of the sound.
Yeah, you'll no longer hear me wheezing every 5 seconds.
It's surprisingly good right now, I feel like, but could always be better.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
I think I'm liking the, you know, I'm going to be honest. We must be getting some, you know, returns on this because although I only have like 400 people that like me on social media, I have a lot of people in like the 20,000 range that like me. So.
Yeah, that blew up a little bit for you this week. Is that what you said?
I got like 40 new followers. And you want to know something that I did was I just went through and I, liked a whole bunch of artists' page that were not like big artists, but had like 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 likes. Which
that's a lot.
It is a lot. And I've worked with, I mean, the artist I worked with who had like the most amount of likes was probably like creeping up on 100,000. The artists that I've worked with like the least amount of likes is probably myself.
Now Brooks is an artist, huh?
I did get a jacket from Brittany Palmer that says artist on it, so I think, yeah.
I guess, I mean, I don't know how else you become an artist besides that, but yeah.
Excellent. I reached out to Walt Disney, and he said, yeah, that's it. So
he would know, for sure. Apparently a little racist, but, you know.
Walt Disney? Not a little.
Not a little.
That man did not like... No, he, you know what he... You know who he really didn't like? Communists. Did you know this about Walt Disney? Well, he was big during the Red Scare, calling people out left and right.
I feel that. I feel that, dude.
I understand it because, you know, communism is like when a group of people come together and there's like a hierarchy and they tell the masses what to do. And all their money is like grouped together and then dished out to like different people for whatever the government views is the best reason for the people. And Walt Disney, I'm glad he took a stand against that. I'm glad he was able to put his foot down and say, no, 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 we're in a capitalistic America. I'm building Disney World. So
worked out pretty good for him.
I don't know, man. You been to Disney World lately?
I went to Disney World in 2013, I want to say.
When you look at what goes into running the place, like what would go into running something that huge with that much electricity, especially when everyone's charging you crazy amounts because you're Disney World.
Yep.
The one thing that probably does save them is they probably make so much money off their movies. It's not even funny.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah. Well, I gotta say, new Star Wars suck.
The Han Solo.
Didn't even see it.
Ooh, it was bad. So save you a trip.
I was one of those cats who was waiting outside a movie theater to see it in. Right. Then these new ones came out. Rogue was actually decent. I'll give them that. Rogue was pretty good. All the other ones, trash. There was like one cool scene when Snook gets cut in half. That was pretty badass.
That was cool.
But other than that, the plot I thought was super dry. I think Luke Skywalker, you had such an opportunity to do some cool shit with Luke Skywalker and you totally fucked it up.
Killed the character.
Killed him.
Literally and figuratively.
Literally and figuratively. And yeah, I mean, I just literally had no interest in seeing Han Solo. And they're going to make the one about the assassin guy. And
who's the assassin?
The dude with the Boba Fett.
Ooh, I might see that one, though.
Well, they canceled it. They're not making it anymore.
Oh, really?
That's what I'm saying. That's, like, the coolest side story ever. And now, not happening.
So, wow. Probably because they didn't make any money with Han Solo.
Because it sucks.
It was a bad movie.
Yeah, fucking Disney ruined one of my favorites. Probably my favorite thing ever. Well, Harry Potter's my favorite, let's be real. But
witchcraft's inappropriate. We continue.
I'm just salty at Disney because I love there's a big part of me that loves Disney, but
yeah, I will always have great memories of going there as a child, and I'll never tell anybody, oh, don't go to Disney World. Go to Disney World. It's great to experience a few times.
Yes. I agree with that,
but yes, they killed Star Wars. I didn't think that you could kill Star Wars any more than they already killed it after like the episodes 1, 2, and 3. Everyone was like, oh man. And they were like, oh, maybe Star Wars will make it better. And they were like, let's just bury the franchise.
Well, actually, I mean, obviously those weren't as good as the original ones, but they didn't change like the plot and shit. You know what I mean?
Yes. They didn't
like make up shitty fucking stories. It's like, oh, this is what happened to Darth Vader. You're like, this is how he became Darth Vader. And it was Darth Vader's my favorite character, so I actually liked those because Anakin was the main character who eventually became Darth Vader, which was the only reason I liked Rogue, because Darth Vader was in it, who is a real... That's the thing, dude. What's this freaking... The bad guy in the new ones is such a wimp. He's like taking his helmet off and crying and shit.
Oh, yeah, it's dude. Like, Kylo Ren.
Darth Vader is not a bitch. Okay, he's not. The only time you saw any emotion is when he got murdered and he's sitting there with Luke Skywalker, his estranged son, who he killed the mother of.
I don't know. Okay. Here, hold on. Anakin Skywalker was a whiny guy, if you remember the episode 2 Where he's, screaming at Obi-Wan. Oh, he was like, "You're holding me back, Obi-Wan! You're holding me back!"
Well, that's crying. He was human.
So oh, you're talking about robot Vader.
I'm talking about straight up Vader.
I think hopefully they make a standalone of him.
Vader was ruthless. I think that, well, that's the beautiful part. Is, well, I don't know if Disney would, because if you ever read any of the comics from the time, like, between when he became Darth Vader till, like, the new movie start, he is bad, dude. Like, dark bad. Like,
oh, yeah, he's not a nice guy, man. He's
murder.
Just yeah, he's the evilest person in the whole galaxy, bro.
So if you want to score some points, Disney, make a movie about those years when he was just icing people, and don't hold anything back. Okay, just go real.
Or I don't know if Disney will go that dark.
Those old stories about like the dark side, the guys from the dark side, the Sith Lords, like old Sith Lords. Because basically, it's like there's always
ooh, those would be good, bro.
That's what
yes.
I'm saying, dude.
Yes.
Well, here's
make a Darth Maul movie.
They were called Space Star Wars like Origins or something. And then they changed it to Legends. Disney changed it to Legends. So they could be like, well, that necessarily didn't actually happen. You know, it's like, you fucking motherfuckers.
They have a hard time like keeping a narrative. They're bouncing around too much. They have like too many like these cartoons, and they have this and they have that. And they're like, well, this is what's actually happening, and well, this is what's actually happening. It's like,
yeah. I'll tell you what I'm excited to see is that new Aquaman movie. That looks pretty cool.
Oh yeah, with the guy from Reba is in it. Yeah,
it looks cool, man. I'm excited to check it out.
That does look really good. Oh, you wanted big news? White Sox here. Harold Baines, Hall of Famer. Do you know who he is?
I don't.
I can. You know what I can tell you? I don't know much about Harold Baines either. He's in the Hall of Fame now, like the Cooperstown one. I think his home runs probably are in like the 300 or 400 range. He's probably got like 2,000 hits, maybe. He was the third base coach when we won the World Series, I want to say, too.
Okay.
But you, if he's in, you got to think Paul Konerko's in. Like they might as well have just been like Harold Baines and Paul Konerko are in at the same time. So it's kind of dope.
So you are pretty certain that old Paulie's getting in?
If Harold Baines gets in and they keep Paul Konerko out, I want to start a petition to tear down the Hall of Fame and build a new one.
I think I heard something about that on the radio, and they were like, the guy on the radio was like trashing the Hall of Fame for letting him in, actually.
I'll tell you one thing right now. My dad is the biggest White Sox fan you'll ever meet in your entire life. And I've never heard him say one negative thing, even about Harold Baines. And I told him, I was like, Harold Baines got in. He was like, yeah, I know. Like, how did Harold Baines get in? Like, no one could believe it. But I mean, I'm happy for the guy. Don't get me wrong. It was,
of course,
surprising though.
Yeah. Well, I'm you know, they're saying Bryce, you might come to the White Sox.
I was telling you that, wasn't I?
Looks like Manny's probably going to the Phillies, right? That's the word on the street.
I haven't seen anything on Mikado.
Well, that's a rumor. It's not nothing. Because when does free agency start?
You killed his career after you said that you're not paying $300 million for somebody who won't hustle. That was it.
Yeah. No, well, yeah. Well, he deserves it. That was a fucking stupid thing to say.
During the World Series.
Yeah, dude. Like, you. Yeah, not only the World. You lost the World Series. You stepped on dude's leg during the World Series. And then you say you're not going to hustle. Okay, let me give you a 10-year contract that's going to alter the future of a franchise.
Yeah.
Let me do that, even though he'll probably get one.
Furthermore, alter the future of that person's family. Like, yeah, that's his children's $300 million. Where's that $300 million coming from? Like, that guy.
Yep.
That's going to be
the Ameritrade. That's where.
Yeah, he wants his money back. You know what I mean? He wants to make his money back.
Yeah, that's why I never feel bad for the Cubs spending any money. Because, like, dude, you fucking own TD Ameritrade. Are you serious?
Oh, is that how, what's his face got his money? Ricketts?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So they're fucking loaded.
Yeah. Ricketts didn't like me very much when I worked for him.
Oh, dude, did you hear about the Bulls coach today? sorry if you don't love Chicago sports, but we do. So eat it. But so they had a back-to-back road game, not yesterday and the day before, but the day before and the day before that. And then yesterday, the coach was like, 2.5 hour practice, because he's trying to be a hard ass with them. And they're like, oh, that's weird. None of us are coming. Mutiny. Group text.
Wow, I would too. Screw that, dude.
Robin Lopez was like, guys, let's just go and watch tape. Because Rolo's a good dude. But yeah, they're like, bro, the right thing this ain't D2. I make more money than you ever will. You're not, you know what I mean? They're like, work on the shots here. This is the NBA.
Team meeting canceled.
Yep.
Wow. Hey, yeah, I'm glad the players need to start sticking up for themselves. And quite frankly, right now. Yeah, dude, this guy is like freaking, who is he anyways? Like their bench coach that they promoted? I'm not going
Jim
to
Jim Boylan, yeah. He was an assistant coach. And he was an assistant with the Spurs, some other places. Yeah. But any chance, I think, of him being the head coach before now kind of just went, wah, wah.
0% chance he's the head coach.
It almost makes me think they just hired him to do terrible so that they could get a high draft pick.
They could get Zion.
Well, right now they have the second worst record in the NBA. So they're right there, you know. I mean, it's definitely possible. I mean, what did the Suns had the second or third worst last year, right? And they got the first pick.
So, it all depends with the lottery who they
bug in the lottery. You know. Never be sure. I mean, I'm still in the zone with the Bears, you know, win that Super Bowl, hopefully, but it's possible, dude. The defense, Khalil Mack is the truth.
That turned out to be the biggest and best trade of this offseason, and it's not even close.
They're saying that may be the best trade in Bears history, and I think it's not even close. Obviously, it is. I mean, the guy's fucking 27 years old.
And we draft horribly. We always draft horribly. So they're like, just take our draft pick because we're going to waste it.
Well, we haven't been wasting them lately. We got – this year we drafted really well, actually. We got Roquan, we got James Daniels, and Anthony Miller in the first two rounds. And all three of those guys are starting right now and kicking ass.
Okay, okay.
Ryan Pace has been doing a little better, but
– that's what I like to hear.
Yeah. But here's the beautiful thing about it is they traded us. We gave them two firsts, and they gave us like a second and a seventh and Khalil Mack. But here's the thing. They're horrible. So their second round pick is going to be really high, and we're awesome. So our first round pick is going to be really low. So it is possible that our first round pick may just become a high second round pick.
I mean, that would be awesome.
That would be – the Raiders are already stupid for – and Amari Cooper's just killing it too. You know all about that, though.
Oh, dude, you're telling me? Yes, that was so great to watch.
Yeah, that's how you get better, John Gruden. Trade away incredible players.
Here's $100 million. Can you just take the best players on our team and give them to other teams?
Can you trade the two best players we've drafted in the last 15 years, please? Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Seriously,
I can do that. No problem.
And yes. Draft whoever, right?
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see who he ends up
drafting. Who in college right now could replace Khalil Mack?
I promise you no. Well, Joey Bosa's brother looks pretty good, but dude, Khalil Mack was a top 5 pick. You know, he was the number 5 pick overall. So it's like the chances of you drafting someone that good are like less than 1%.
Yes.
Right now, Khalil Mack, if he keeps doing what he's doing, he is going to the Hall of Fame.
I would agree, and he would be like, it's kind of like Singletary, Urlacher, Mack. Like, he's the next guy. Dude, we've been for waiting sure. for him, for sure.
For yeah. sure. And I think Roquan Smith's going to be fucking good, too, man. I really do. He leads the – he didn't start for the first 4 weeks, and he leads the team in tackles.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. So.
Okay.
I'm excited about the Bears.
Chi-Town.
I don't know if you could tell.
On the up and up. Hey, we should be. You should be. I mean, the Bears were so awful. It was sad to watch last year.
They haven't made the playoffs since, I want to say, 2010, 2011.
With Cuddy.
Oh, fucking, I hate him so much, dude.
And maybe Lovie Smith was still the coach?
No. It was, well, yeah, he was. You're right.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Holy shit, yeah. Wow, that was that long ago. Holy
fuck. It was when we made it to the NFC Championship. Yep.
The last time we were in the playoffs was when the Packers won the Super Bowl.
Oh, my goodness.
That is fucked.
And that will always will break my heart. I had a buddy at the game, and he was a Packers fan. And he's celebrating while we're all just like, oh, man.
I watched it at my buddy's, and I just, like, at the game ended, and I was like, you know, I'm just going to go home, guys.
I'm out of here.
See you guys later. I'm going to go home. Because when Devin has to return that kick, I was like, yep, we're going to win. And then Rex Grossman.
Wait, are you talking about the Super Bowl or the NFC Championship game?
Well, I was talking about the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fucking. Well, Jay Cutler's, he is just the least competitive, not a leader in any way, shape, or form. Doesn't care about actually winning games. He's just a sad excuse for an NFL player, and I mean that. I really do. I do. It's the worst trade. The worst trade in Bears history was Jay Cutler. The best trade was Khalil Mack. So,
you think the worst? I would say the worst contract we ever gave out was with Jay Cutler.
Oh yeah, we traded 2 first round picks and Kyle Orton for Jay Cutler. Don't forget, a very good backup / mediocre starter. And 2 first-round draft picks for a big pile of dog poo.
Yeah, he was terrible.
He did. I mean, dude, I literally watched every game of that dude's career in the Bears, and he maybe had, like, 2 game-winning drives, multiple 5 interception games.
He would just throw the ball wherever it went, wanted to go.
Yeah. Don't even get me started. Because people – it's gone away a lot in the last couple of years, but there are a lot of people that were just like, it wasn't Jay's fault. It's like, no, it wasn't all Jay's fault, but he was still bad. Those things can both exist together in one world.
He didn't care. He made it very clear he didn't care about anything that went on. He was going to throw the ball to whatever spot he justified in his mind. And if the receiver didn't catch it, it was the receiver's fault. And that was it.
Yep. And he got generational wealth from the Bears for being mediocre.
Yeah, exactly, man. That's him good. And Christian Cavalieri are out there living on nothing.
When he got traded, dude, I felt like such an idiot.
That was foolish.
I was foolish, and I do regret it. But I'm going to get a 52 Gruden jersey, so you know what I'm saying?
Well, you want to know what? I have a Jay Cutler jersey. I have a Johnny Manziel jersey, so I can't really talk about foolish jersey buys.
That one's almost so bad it's good, though.
It's iconic.
You know, like the Browns were at least smart enough to cut him loose after a couple of years. We had Jay for fucking 8 years, dude.
Paid him hundreds of millions of dollars.
Millions of millions. They probably gave Johnny Manziel like 15 mil.
Yeah, maybe something like that.
Maybe 20 tops.
I think he made in the 20s.
Yeah, exactly.
So what do we got going on? We got some good football coming up. It looks like it's going to be Rams, Bears, Cowboys, and Saints.
Yep.
And then on the other side, it's Patriots. Are they in first place or are they out of it?
They are in first place.
Thought so.
Patriots. I want to say the Steelers are still in it. The Chargers.
Yep.
And who else we got in the old AFC?
Who's in the Panthers? Is it the Panthers?
No.
We'll pull it up right now.
They're on a 5-game losing streak right now.
Oh, geez. Oh, that's right. The Panthers just lost. Let me pull it up.
Yeah, I'm going to actually feel bad. Ron Rivera is my guy. He's an ex-Bear. And he getting fired. You fired.
Oof.
Yeah, you don't go on 5-game losing streaks. They started 6-3, and they're now 6-7.
That's terrible.
So... Well, so we six got 6-2. They're 6-2, and now they're 6-7.
We got the Patriots. We knew that one. They're 9-4. We got the Chiefs. The Chiefs are a game ahead of the Chargers. So then we have
Chiefs. How could we forget?
Yes, Patrick Mahomes killing it. The Steelers and the Ravens are neck and neck, and the Texans are two games ahead of the Colts.
What if the Bears played the Chiefs in the Super Bowl? How crazy would that be?
I don't know if I'd watch.
I'd watch.
You would watch the Chiefs and the Bears playing the Super Bowl?
Well, dude, if they beat the freaking Rams, we can beat the Chiefs. The Rams beat the Chiefs.
I mean, that's called hard. MMA math, and it doesn't add up ever.
You never know.
I hope so, bro.
We have the best defense in the NFL. That's a fact. So, even if you have the best offense in the NFL, we got the best defense. And if our offense at least plays semi-good, Mitch played terribly last night, probably the worst game of his career, and we still won. So
he did not look good.
No. I mean, he had that one drive where he made some plays and threw a touchdown pass, but those interceptions were all bad. All bad intercept. There was no, like, tips, bad routes. It was like, oh, you just missed.
Yeah, he threw the one right at the guy. I remember that.
Yeah, that one on the flat, kind of.
Yes.
That was real bad. That was one of the worst ones he's ever thrown, I think.
It looked like it was directly at that guy.
Yeah.
The defender.
It was not a good throw. But, yeah. Well, he did have a shoulder injury, so, you know, I'll cut him some slack. But don't keep letting that happen, my mans. So Jay made a habit of that, and I cannot go through another Jay Cutler. I can't. I might just start watching soccer.
Dude, watch rugby.
Well, easy. Actually, I watched the MLS championship the other night. It was pretty cool. Because it actually looked badass because Atlanta was in the championship and they hosted the game in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That's Mercedes-Benz in Atlanta, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that stadium's fucking awesome. And it was packed. I couldn't believe it.
Who was playing?
It was Atlanta versus Portland. And Atlanta won. It was their first big championship since the Braves won in the 90s. So it had been a while for Atlanta.
Okay.
And I mean, granted, it's MLS, but...
Count it, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was cool. I mean, I think soccer in the next 20 years is going to be a lot bigger than it is in the United States. I really do believe that.
And I hope so. It's weird that we don't participate in that sport when every other country does.
Well, we just like football and baseball better and basketball, you know. But, you know, there's so many people coming to the United States. I just feel like soccer's got to grow eventually. You know,
it definitely will,
and it's already pretty big, but I mean, granted, it was in a football stadium, but dude, you watch that game, you're like, holy shit, dude, I didn't know that many people even knew what soccer was in the United States,
especially in Atlanta. You'd think of all places,
yeah, we, you know, they're probably thirsty. Like, we watched the Super Bowl 2 years ago, it fucking sucked, but,
that's yeah. Funny.
But, you know, I actually, I made a salami sandwich when we got on the line here. So I just been staring at it. I'm hungry as fuck. So podcasters, okay. We're going to have to cut it for today. We might be back Wednesday. We might not, but we probably will. So
sounds good.
Sounds good. Brooksy, I'll see you later. Podcasters, see you later. It's at Robert CK on Instagram, Facebook, anywhere you can find me online at my name.
Same here at The Real Bruce Warner. Hit me up on Instagram, and you guys stay classy, the world.
Peace!
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.